Wakey, wakey, Central Coast. It's 2GO's Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
And you know what, guys? It is Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Today, I was driving to work and I didn't think about what day it was, and I got halfway here in the car and I went, oh, it's Friday.
Yeah.
And I had a little moment.
That's amazing.
Went, wow, that's fantastic.
You know, we've been here for almost a year now, Mandy.
Yes, I know.
And I don't think you've got the day wrong once. And, you know, that's I'm very impressed
well,
by that.
It takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort, I have to say.
I know it does.
I mean, I went to university for 3 years to get to this point.
Yeah, you went to Days of the Week. You studied Days of the Week.
I did. I went to the Days of the Week lectures. Skipped a few, you know. Was at the uni bar for a few of them. So
yeah, Fridays.
You know. But, Fridays. Yeah.
That's why
Fridays was definitely uni bar day.
Blank, yeah. I understand. But it is Friday.
It's good to be here, everybody. And we've got lots going on in the show. $1,000 for the secret sound. That'd be nice to give away today after 8.
Yes, yes.
There's this incredible story we have to talk about a little later on about a woman who put on weight for her partner. Yes, you heard right. She put on weight.
Idiot. And then he left her because she was too fat.
No, I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. No,
he enjoys her being a fatty.
Well,
good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a good headline, you know, something like a woman rescues chicken from drowning. But there was a chicken. It was just, and she was in a yacht, so she was a wealthy person, obviously.
Yeah.
Wealthy people generally don't care about chickens that much unless they've sort of marinated.
Yeah.
You know, but she jumped. She risked her own life to rescue this chicken.
Do we know why the chicken was drowning? It was just in the canal, was it? It's just floating along in the canal.
It's not even clear that it was drowning. Maybe it was swimming away. Maybe it was escaping. You know, maybe. And then
she jumps into the water, rescues the chicken.
Yeah. Then a shark comes up and eats both. No, that didn't happen. But
that would be an amazing end to that story.
That would have been a better story. Yeah. But unfortunately, we can't manipulate reality.
So
we're not Donald Trump.
No.
So and it gave it mouth to mouth.
Wow.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Would you do that? Let me just ask you. Mm. Let's just see. So here we are. We're in Brisbane water. We're on a yacht. We're just having a little sail. Mm. You see a chicken flapping around. Clearly, the chicken is drowning.
Mm-hmm.
Akmal Saleh, do you jump in and save the chicken?
It's a very difficult
question. Because you're a vegan and you're an animal lover.
I am. I'm an animal lover.
But you're not particularly motivated. So this is why this is an interesting question.
And I don't like water.
And you don't like water.
And,
right.
Yeah, and then once I get wet, I'm going to, you know.
Oh, you're
and
wet
I, look,
then.
I would think in the big picture. I'll think, if I rescue that chicken, what's going to happen to it? It's probably going to be captured by Woolies, the fresh food people, and it's going to get its head chopped off, or it's going to be injected with hormones. And,
right.
But if it drowns, that's quite a peaceful way to go for a chicken. There are a lot worse that could happen to you as a chicken.
Are you justifying the fact that you don't want to jump in and save the chicken?
Well, that's one reason, but philosophically speaking, If there are a lot worse things that can happen to a chicken in our world than it peacefully drowns. And, and then it will be fish, food for the fish and the sharks.
Well, it'll be chicken of the sea.
It'll attract chicken of the sea. That's what we need.
I'm just imagining the fish coming up and going, ooh, looks like chicken tonight.
Chicken tonight.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So, there's been a mid-air scare. And it happened on a flight, a British Airways flight going from from Heathrow to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who was on the flight?
The pilot, hopefully.
Well, hopefully the pilot had been on there.
Yeah.
Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger was on the flight.
You've got to be safe. If Arnie's on.
Listen to this, though. This sounds really scary. So it descended more than 1,000 feet. And then it was going from like 330 k's an hour to 555 k's an hour every 4 minutes. So it was like slowing down, speeding up. Now, if you're on a plane, that's scary.
Oh,
then
yeah.
It had to dump all this fuel, was circling for an hour. Like, how scary would that be?
Oh, yeah. I bet there's some idiot going, hosties, can I get another tonic and juice? Something.
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. Just another gin and tonic, love.
I'll have a Foster's, Dal.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like seriously,
are you still serving the chicken? we're going to die soon. Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, it's
but
not going
to. Imagine that. You look
still hungry.
You look over and there's Arnie on your flight and you think, yeah. This is awesome. I'm going to be famous for dying with Arnie. Like, no, I'm going to die on the same plane as Arnie and no one's going to talk about me. They're going to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger dying
on the flight. You know, and other nobodies also died.
Yes,
but, you know.
It doesn't matter because the only person that everyone's going to talk about is Arnie.
That's
but you would want him to click into Action Man gear, right? You'd want him to say a bit of this.
Get to the chopper!
And then you'd love to see like a chopper just land on the wing of the plane and everyone, and he kicks open the door and breaks through and just starts like feeding people into the chopper and starts screaming,
get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper, everybody.
Look, that's all very, very optimistic, but you got to remember he's 71.
Oh, okay.
So this is how I see Arnie rescuing the day.
Yeah.
He'd walk up very slowly and then on his way to the cockpit, he'd stop at the toilet. Because he's got an inflamed prostate, and he's done a lot of steroids, so he's gonna, you know, he's probably got piles or things. And I'm coming.
Wait, I will rescue everybody. Just I have to deal with this problem,
and I need to just change my hearing aid.
Yes.
Great so, Arnie impersonation of you two.
Oh no, it's terrible.
I can do a better one.
No,
oh, no, it's all right. Let's leave it at that.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, yesterday, a local guy called Michael Wheeler, who's a psychic and medium, you may have heard of him. He used to be on Channel 7's The One.
Look, if you haven't heard of him, he's heard of you.
Yeah.
He knows where you live.
Well, he came in yesterday and we invited listeners to call up and have a chat to him. And Leone was our first caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Leone.
I was just wondering, will my new job give me the abundance to purchase a home?
Okay, now I see you doing two jobs. Do you have at the moment two jobs or do you work in two locations with this job?
I have one new job and I have another second job that I'm working on.
Okay, good. Because I feel like you're going to get where you want to be with your goals with the house, but it's supposed to come through two income streams. So it sounds like you're completely on track, not just one job. So good for you. And I also feel like there's been a lot of frustration in the last 12 or 18 months, like slow to get things going. You've wanted to be at this point for quite a long time and had to be very patient. But now it's sort of all starting to come together and it's like you're moving on into the next chapter. And I think I'm seeing you buying a place, but then maybe later on adding to it. So you might add the kitchen, add the bathroom or, you know, renovate it. It won't just be completely done. You'll add to it, but you'll make it your own. And I think by the middle of next year, you can ring in again if you like, but by the middle of next year, you'll have turned a big corner. You're on track for moving in.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
And
new hairstyle also, Leone. Have you just changed your hairstyle, your colour, your streak, your length?
Yeah, I've just had my hair cut off. Yeah.
Have you?
And Leone, put some pants on.
Stop it. I'm kidding.
Third eye again.
That's the Egyptian third eye playing
it's not
up.
Working.
Yesterday, Michael Wheeler, local psychic and medium, came in and we got the most remarkable phone call. Now, this was from Wendy.
Yep.
She wanted to contact someone who'd passed over.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. Yeah. Very well. Thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I lost someone I loved many years ago. He died relatively young, and I'm just wondering, did he find peace and has he ever been around?
Hi, Wendy. I have two people around you. The first one, when I heard your voice, is an older female. Now, to me, she would be like an aunt or grandmother who's been over there quite a while, but was in your life, obviously, earlier on. Does that make sense?
That's my grandmother.
That's right, yeah, because I know that she's there. And wasn't she known by another name? She was always called a nickname or a shortened version of her name, not her actual birth name on her certificate?
I can't remember. We're just called a nanny or nan.
Okay, just for her friends, though, I'll leave it with you. But for her friends, whatever her first name was, just check that out because she shows me that her name was sort of twisted and tweaked a bit, and that's how she was known, not by the full name. Now, she's got the younger person with her, the male. He passed unexpectedly or quickly, or he went over much. It was a shock when he passed, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I feel like the grandmother passed through natural causes, through age, gradually, and she obviously had issues in the chest and the breathing, and just her body shut down with age. But he is this vibrant, beautiful soul, big energy, a bit wild, a bit crazy, effervescent, full of life, you know? And so to have that suddenly, like, pulling the plug out of the wall, like you unplug your TV, just pull it out of the wall, the socket, his life was suddenly cut short like that. Do you understand?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
And he's one of those people that in the family was like a linchpin. Like when he left the family physically, it's like it was never the same. We didn't laugh as much. He was that person that sort of was the balancing, like the nucleus, the center of everything. And you didn't know it at the time, but once he'd gone physically, it was just a different world. It's a lot quieter. We didn't joke as much because he was the source of that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He thanks you for talking to his picture. You still have his picture out, whether it's on your phone or whether it's in the home. There's still his image out, and you still at times pass by that or look at that, and you don't just look at it. You actually use that as a tool to talk to him, and you say, hi, we miss you, we love you, whatever you want to communicate. But he feels the communication through the photo that you still have. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, you know, the tragedy is that I had a suitcase full of photos, and when I moved, I lost them. So I don't have his photo.
Okay, you'll come into it again. I don't know who is going to be able to get one to you or just get the digitally, but he says, I can feel the communication from you through a photo. So just bear in mind that will be able to come to you. He's fun. Yeah. I like him a lot. We use this word dead. I mean, he's not dead. He's very much alive. He's in spirit, and he's aware that that he's still spoken to, he's still remembered. And he also knows the family dynamics aren't the same. People have grown apart a bit. It's not as harmonious as it used to be when he was around. Everyone's living a bit more separately, do you understand?
Yes.
So he's aware that that's all shifted and it's not meant to go back to the good old days. But he's there, and he shows me, just as he's pulling back, he shows me that sometimes you'll see him out of the corner of your eye, or you'll have just a brief flash of him, and you're not trying to do that. It might be in a crowd, it might be across the street, and it might be others in the family that also pick on him. But every now and then you'll get this little flicker, and you think, oh, gee, I better get more sleep, or I'm overtired. But it's not that at all. It's just that occasionally you become aware of his presence, almost like a little physical flash in the peripheral vision. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, he says, get on with it. He says, you've been listening to too many people for too much time and trying to keep everyone happy. You just decided recently, I'm going to get on with my life and live for myself a bit more in a healthy way, not in a self-centered way, but in a good way. And he's saying, get on with it. You'll be fine. The red carpet's rolling out in front of you. You're not trying to modify your life so much for other people. You're saying, I need to accept my own destiny and responsibility and get back to the things I love. Do you understand?
Yeah, he said that before he died. Just go and get on with your life.
There you go. Wow. Wendy, there's your message. Get on with your life, girl. Roll out that red carpet and go for it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Michael. That was great.
Oh, pleasure, Wendy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I mean, I think we can all relate to this. A flight from Indonesia. We are talking about sort of flight problems at the moment, aren't we, on the show a lot? But
yeah. Good morning if you're about to take a flight. Probably not going to go well.
Well, hopefully it's not going to go as badly as this flight in Indonesia, which was delayed because the passengers complained about the smell that was coming from the cargo hold. Wow. And you're thinking, oh, God, what is it? Yeah, from the cargo hold.
Strong smell.
Very pungent smell. Mm. The smell of 2 tons of durian fruit.
Oh, yeah, the
durian.
The notorious durian. What was going on when God invented that? He must have.
Yeah, what is going on there? Oh. It stinks. Have you smelt one?
Yeah, I have. I've eaten one.
Oh, you've eaten it.
It actually tastes not bad.
Well, see, but what, you know, smell is such an important part of eating. So if you smelt that stinky fruit, what would make you want to put it in your mouth?
It comes with a peg that you can just shut.
Put on your nose.
Put on your nose, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this that fruit that's like rotting flesh? It smells like.
Yeah. It smells disgusting. Mm.
That's how they sell it. Just like rotting flesh.
Come and get your rotting flesh. You know, the fruit and veggie man that sings at the.
Got some rotting flesh for $5 a kilo.
Imagine the 2 tons of it though in the cargo hold. 2 tons of durian stinking it, and all the passengers went nah. We're not flying with this. We can't do this. Mm. And they all said no until so they got the passengers off. They got the fruit off. They got rid of the durian. They put the passengers back on.
That's right.
What a drama.
You know, I just want to see that episode of MasterChef where they cook with durian. This smells like dead people.
Preston just walking around going, oh, who's got the durian?
No, and then he'd eat it because he eats everything. Mm. And then, yes, it is. Look, it's not quite dead yet.
Oh. Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Coming up next, going to talk about animals and pets and how much do you love them, how far would you go for them?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, we know how far Akmal goes for animals because you are a vegan.
Yeah, just I've been to, like, East Gosford.
What are you talking about?
I've been as far as East Gosford with my dogs.
Right.
I lost one of them once.
Did you?
And I freaked out.
Yeah.
I had to go look and say, I've been asking, knocking on doors, say,
have you seen my little fluffy dog?
Have you seen a black poodle? And they just shut the door and call the police.
But you're a vegan and you've been very open about your veganism.
Yes, I have. I've been a vegan since I was in my 20s and I'm old now. So, you know, it's been a long time. And it wasn't even a big deal. I never liked the taste of meat.
Mm.
I never liked the taste of chicken. It just,
So for you, it started as a preference thing and then turned into a principle thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of either one or the other, really, with vegans and vegetarians.
Yeah.
You don't like the taste of it, or it's your passion, you know, to save the animals.
No. Well, that's a bigger sacrifice, isn't it? If you love meat and you give it up for the animals.
It is.
But I never liked meat anyway, so it wasn't a big deal. I'm saying, the animals are thanking me, but, you know, I say, hey, it wasn't a big deal. I don't like the taste of you anyway. Shut up.
So I have noticed, though, that you do try and convert people. And I remember when we started, Widow, you'll remember this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I've got some documentaries that you should watch. You should watch these documentaries on animal cruelty. You should watch these documentaries on how they kill animals. And you started, and we kind of went, yeah, maybe later, yeah.
But you say that to a lot of things I put forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm...
We'll talk about it later.
I got to go.
See ya.
Oh, is that the time? Jeez.
Anyway, there is a sort of a rise in resentment towards vegans and vegetarians. And they're calling it vegophobia.
Mm.
Now, vegophobia is this term for people who kind of are annoyed at the vegans and the vegetarians.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? There's even self-help books for vegans and vegetarians. Living Among Meat Eaters, The Vegetarian Survival Handbook. That seems a little bit far-fetched.
See, the thing is, once you become a vegan, it's very much like you becoming a born-again Christian.
Right.
You know these born-again Christians?
Yeah.
Who just suddenly found Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, they've been into drugs and violence and stuff, and suddenly Jesus appears to them, and they go, oh, I have to convert everyone.
Everybody.
And every time you meet him, they're going to, and then, here he comes, I better go.
He's
going to talk to me about Jesus. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of religious in a way.
But I don't do that. No, apart from getting us to watch documentaries and saying, oh, you should see this thing about animal cruelty and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you vegans and you vegetarians, you do get on your high horse a little bit.
Well, the vegetarian horse. I get off your high horse.
But there's a new word, and people are saying, look, instead of this vegans versus the meat eaters and the vegetarians versus the meat eaters, that maybe we should be reducitarians.
Reducitarians
are all about reducing their meat consumption.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little middle ground, and I like this. I'm all about solutions. So I like this as a solution. So instead of us being at each other, we can maybe just embrace being a bit of a reducitarian. And I've started to embrace this. I'm probably having meat maybe once or twice a week instead of a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm a reducitarian.
That's good.
I feel good about saying that.
That's good.
You're a vegan. I'm a reducitarian. What are you, Widow?
Meatitarian.
Meatitarian.
I have meat with every meal.
Every single meal?
Pretty much, yeah.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner?
Well, not breakfast in the weekdays, but weekends, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you have meat every single meal?
Chicken, sausages, beef, bacon, eggs, whatever. Yeah, okay.
A lot of animals have died to make Widow satisfied.
That's 2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I want to talk about squirrel. Now, I love a little animal story, and this one, I just couldn't stop watching the video of this squirrel. Oh, my God, it's the cutest thing in the world.
Yes.
I know people think they're sort of rats. Squirrels kind of are a little bit dirty when they're sort of...
They're cute rats.
They're cute rats.
You know, they're the prettier rats.
End of the rat sort of things, yeah. Mm. Well, a couple in the Bronx in New York found this injured baby squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny, tiny little thing. It was so small.
And the Bronx is quite a tough area, you know.
Well, it used to be. I think it's cleaned up a bit now. I think it's quite a cool area now, the Bronx.
There's only 10 shootings a day. They've got it down.
Anyway, they found this tiny little squirrel, this baby squirrel that was injured and didn't have a mother and stuff. So they rescued it. They called it Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, now
it lives upstairs in their apartment with them and just, like, causes havoc. It's so quick. It likes to just tear boxes apart and it hides everywhere. And it's the cutest little thing.
Mm. Well, it's tearing boxes because, again, this is not my natural environment.
I know. But they tried to adjust it into the environment and introduce it, and it didn't want to go. It had been hand-reared. Well, so it kind of, you know.
I understand. I don't want to go either.
No. I mean,
if I was getting hand fed and I was allowed to rip up boxes.
Yeah, and do whatever you want.
There's nothing more I want in life.
That's it. But the thing that really struck me about this, which really made me go, what? Is they spent $10,000 raising little Thumbelina the squirrel.
What is it? What
$10,000 they spent on this squirrel.
What, were they buying it like cars and stuff?
Or? I don't know what they were spending it on. Just stuff for the squirrel.
How expensive is a squirrel?
Well, that's what I wondered. Like, is it vet bills? Is it toys? Is it like little squirrel outfits? I don't know.
I don't know. That's pretty excessive there. I've never raised a squirrel.
No, but I've got three dogs.
I've got three dogs, yes. They're quite expensive too.
How much do you spend on your dogs?
Well, my wife mostly spends a lot because we don't have children. And, you know, she
they're surrogate children.
They're surrogate children. It's the weirdest thing walking in and seeing her breastfeed one of them.
Oh, stop it.
She's never done that. But
She's never done that.
Man, she's not far off that. I'm telling you. She loves them.
What does she buy for them?
She buys regular toys. And I go, but they've got toys. And she goes, yeah, but they like new toys. You know, they don't like the, you know.
They're the old toys. They get bored with the old toys.
They get bored with the old toys.
Does she buy them Christmas presents?
She buys them Christmas presents. And Zaki, our crazy dog, is on antidepressants.
Oh.
Now, I was against that because I said, well, how ridiculous, you know. I mean, and she said, no. The vet recommended that he's on antidepressant because he's a bit anxious and a bit depressed. What's he depressed about? Why? We can't find enough pillows to hump? Or is he any animal that can lick its own genitals should not be depressed about anything.
No, you're right there.
Shut up.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
Well, it's just a bit of a community service, isn't it, normal or nuts? We just try and sort of decipher some of the human behaviour of us as coasties.
We thought if Dr. Phil can do it.
Why can't we?
Yeah, I don't even think he's a real doctor.
Now, sometimes we disagree, sometimes we agree, but mostly the coast has to get involved on 13, 27, 10 and tell us what you think about it all. So today we're talking about...
What have we got for us today, Mandy?
Today we're talking about socks, odd socks.
Because I know, you know, look, socks... I know you take trivial things and you make it like so important and you get so angry about stupid things. Would you agree with that, Widow?
Oh, no, because I do that too.
Oh, I forgot who I was talking to.
No, yeah.
Seriously. The king of...
the odd sock, right? So as a parent, when you're doing the washing and stuff and you've got kids and everyone's putting their socks in and you might have a husband or whatever, when you find an odd sock and you don't have a sock to pair it with, it is the most infuriating thing.
Yes.
And I just go, where did it go?
I understand.
It's not in the laundry. It's not in the thing. Look, it's not in the... Where is the sock?
I understand your frustration, and the people who live in Syria right now also understand your frustration. Yes, we're being bombed, but I can really empathize with Mandy's dilemma of not finding
care. You've just got a pile of single socks and you just dip in and get two.
I got a pile of things, clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
And
you just rummage around until you find two socks.
And I give it the sniff test.
Yep.
And, you know, my standard is not that high.
No, we know
and,
that.
And, you know, so if it passes the sniff test, I put it on.
Yep.
If it doesn't, I still put it on and say it's the last day. Right?
And what about socks? Are they a sniff test? So more than once, like you might wear them more than once?
Yeah, what do you think? Of course. I've had the same socks on. I once thought I was wearing socks, but it was actually dirt in my feet.
Maybe we should change this.
No.
Maybe is it normal or nuts to wear the same socks more than once? Because I think that's kind of nuts.
It's pretty gross.
Wait, have we really lost our minds? I mean, back in medieval times, they were lucky to have socks. Only the aristocrats had socks, and they would wear them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't take them off.
We're not in medieval times, man. And
Have you been to Oi
Oi? We're changing this. We were going to talk about odd socks. We're talking about you wearing your socks more. How many days will you wear your socks for? I don't even want to know the answer to that, but tell me.
Well, I don't really count because, as I said,
it could be three.
I don't have four. I don't have a sock diary.
Okay.
I don't take notes.
Tell me.
That's only something Widow would do.
Is it possible?
I can't give you these statistics.
Is it plausible that you've worn your socks 4 days in a row? Is it possible?
It's very likely.
Oh, that's bad, mate. Oh, that's bad.
No one is going to agree with you.
I do change my underwear once a week, whether they need changing or not.
Okay, that's a whole different ballgame. All right, we're talking socks and we're talking wearing them more than once.
Wait, when did you become so... You know
what?
You know, it's just like
concerned with hygiene.
It's like you're Princess...
Princess Amanda says, don't wear your socks more than once.
Princess Amanda.
And I'm not worried about what that says about
excuse
me.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
Do you know what? Nobody is going to call to support on this.
13, 20, 7, 10. Coasties, you have to settle the debate. Is it normal or nuts to wear socks more than once?
And look, if you do, ring, because Akmal will desperately need your support.
You are so vain.
Rebecca from East Gosford. Hello.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Rebecca. What do you think about this, Rebecca?
Well, not for a week, but I do wear mine 2 days in a row.
Good for you.
Oh. Wow, good okay. On you. Do the sniff test as well, Rebecca? That's what Akmal's saying, he does the little sniff test to see if it's too stinky.
Not after 2 days.
Well,
Rebecca's
well,
very...
No.
Yeah.
No, not after... No, I know after 2 days they need to go on the wash, but no, I don't do the sniff. The sniff thing.
No, the sniff thing is not for Rebecca.
Okay, that's fine. Great. Good on you, Rebecca. Thank you for being brave enough to give us a call. And there's no judgment, by the way. I'm not judging. I mean,
yes, you are.
I'm judging you because I know you're filthy,
you're very
but I'm not judging anyone else. Let's go to Point Claire.
Judge
lovely,
not, lest you be judged.
Alicia, go ahead. Have a judge. What do you think?
I think that is completely disgusting.
Why?
Why?
Just the whole... Take my socks off when I get home from work.
And
it's like,
yes. Wow. A little bit damp, a little bit moist from all the sweat and stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And kind of smelly and you know, nasty. The only way I would wear them on two separate days would be if I had them on for like an hour because I had to go down the shops or something.
Yeah, right. That's good. That's
there was
nice
an emergency.
Qualifier. Yeah, a little sock emergency.
Yeah.
Alicia, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You know when you travel like on a really long flight, they give you these socks.
Mm.
And I say, no thanks, I've got some.
I've got my three-day-old socks on.
Thank you very much.
So we got one normal, one nuts.
All right, so the decider goes to Beck in Yarramalong. Beck, good morning. This is all down to you.
Hi, Beck.
Hello. I absolutely agree with Akmal. I think it's normal.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I never thought this was going to happen, Beck. How many days are you wearing your socks for?
Well, it just depends. Mostly I wear songs outside, so sometimes like, I wear my socks for up to a week.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay,
we should hang out, Beck.
And is this because they don't smell so much? Or what, you know?
Well, I don't think that they look that dirty.
That's right. People are becoming obsessed with, I have to be clean all the time. We're still mammals.
Yep.
We're still animals,
right.
You know. I'd hate to break this to you, but thank you, Beck. Thank you so much.
Mm. I mean,
I agree with you for a change, Akmal.
Yeah.
And for that, we're going to reward you with some tickets to the Legends of League. Beck, stay there, and thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Wow. I am a little bit shocked, but that means that wearing your socks for a few days in a row is...
That's normal.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I'm normal.
You said you're a mammal. Do you like cock your leg? Fire hydrants and stuff?
Sometimes.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest. For the Central Coast best. This is the
best. 107.7 2GO.
Mm. Well, yesterday we asked you to vote on the best fish and chips on the coast, and I knew this was going to be a tough one because, quite frankly, there are some great spots for fish and chips on the coast.
The trick is don't talk yourself up. There's a place in Terrigal that's got a huge sign saying we are the best fish and chips in the world or something along those lines. And they're setting themselves up for disappointment.
Well, you know what? They may think they are the best.
If they said it's adequate... It's okay.
No one's going to put a sign in their shop saying we have the most adequate fish and chips on the coast.
No, but then you're pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
You know,
well, we got votes from everywhere. Terrigal, Yamina, Woi Woi, Budgie Woi. Seriously, it nearly broke the 2GO webpage because... There were so many votes coming in for this, but we have a winner as voted by the Central Coast. The best fish and chips on the Central Coast, as voted by you...
Where?
Is Avoca Beach Seafood.
Avoca Beach, right on the beach there.
It's a beautiful little spot for
And the people who lost, you know, don't put a sign saying you're the best.
Okay.
Because Australians don't like that. You know, it's a tall poppy thing. You'll see about that. Mm. Well, that's not the best.
Anyway, you know what? We have got a sign for Avoca Beach Seafood. They can put it in their window because they have been voted the best. And so the guys down there can proudly spruik their bestness.
You're a big fish eater.
I don't mind a bit of fish. It's good for you.
Fried or
grilled?
Grilled.
Grilled with some
bit of lemon juice.
A little bit of the tartare sauce on the side.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, I'll tell you something. Who's doing this?
I'll do it if you want.
Oh, yeah, well,
Why don't I tell the story?
Look, it's
Friday. Because you're not a stickler for details, mate. And I think sometimes you miss out on some important facts that people need to know. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how you go.
Okay.
Go and do your best, darling.
All right. Oh, sweetheart. Toots. All you needed to do was call me Toots there, and that would have been perfect. Do your best, Toots.
Have a go and see how you go.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Mr. Sally. Mm-hmm. An 11-year-old boy over in Cleveland.
Going well so far. That's good.
Thank you.
Both those facts are correct.
He was having a big old argument with his mum.
Yep.
It was about him playing his PlayStation. He wasn't going to go to bed. And being a good mother, she said, no, it's time for bed. It's getting late. It's Sunday night. You've got school tomorrow.
No PlayStation.
And he said, no, I want to play the PlayStation.
What about Xbox?
No, it's a PlayStation. The details in this article state that it is a PlayStation. I'm just trying to give you the facts.
No, I'm just being the child saying, what about Xbox,
no, mum? No. Nothing, mate. You got to go to bed.
Got to go to bed.
So do you know what she did? She took away his PlayStation.
Good for her.
Now, that's a standard thing that parents do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then she went to bed. She thought he went to bed. Everyone was supposed to be in bed. Next thing, she gets woken up by a phone call from the guy, from one of the police, saying that their son has actually taken the SUV and has got on a high-speed chase with the cops, driving at 70 miles per hour.
That's the that's virtual reality PlayStation. It is reality.
Well, it's reality PlayStation. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So he's 11. I mean, I'm thinking, because can an 11-year-old even see it over the top of the steering wheel? I suppose if it's an SUV, he might be up high, so he's probably got a pretty good view.
A Suzuki Swift, he'd probably have trouble getting into it.
Yeah.
Too small. But look.
Anyway, he eventually crashed. He crashed the car into a parked truck, so they got him. But high speed chase, 11-year-old, for taking away the PlayStation.
Well, it's good that he's okay. Now we can make fun of him, you see. Look, when I was young, I used to, even when I was like in my 20s, which is a long time ago, I used to go to supermarkets and you're guaranteed to see at least one mum smack her kid. Just whack him one.
On the backside or on the back of the legs.
On the back, whatever took your fancy. Depends, because I've been going to the backside a bit too long, now I'm going to back of the head. Back of the head was a common one too. And I used to love watching that. People were so relaxed about it. I used to smack other people's children.
No, you did not.
If that kid was playing up, I go, hey, I said no, and then walk off. And the parents would come up and go, what the hell do you think you're doing?
No, you never do that.
You know what? When the parents say, what the hell do you think you're doing? I say, hey, this is nothing to do with you. It's with me and your naughty kid who's annoying me.
You know what I've done? You know what I've done in the past? I've confiscated the Wi-Fi. So when my kids wouldn't get off their games and wouldn't get off the computer and didn't do their homework and wouldn't go to bed, I just took the Wi-Fi with me. I took the whole modem. I put the modem in my handbag.
Yes.
And I took the whole modem because I thought, well, they can't hack into the modem if they don't have the modem.
It's very good.
And then you know what they did? They just used the data on their phone, which at that time was only like, a little bit. And so they racked up these huge phone debts, which I had to pay.
Well, they wouldn't.
So that backfired.
They certainly didn't have the option of taking your car because it wouldn't get far. It's a bit of a shitbox.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Tim, I think when we found this story this morning, we were all just like, oh, my God, we have to talk about this. This you're going to see it in your news feed. You'll probably see it on Facebook. This is just remarkable. A Queensland woman has revealed that she has gained 76 kilograms. 76.
76. Now,
76. That's more than me.
It's more than me.
It's more than you. Well, actually.
No. I'm only, even with the extra weight, I'm 72.
Wow. Okay. So she's put on
She's put on me.
She's put on you.
Which is not good.
Right? Because she's part of a feeder relationship. Now, if you've never... Just eat it, mate. So she's part of a couple. Her name's Rosie. Her partner's name's Jeff. And Jeff loves her...
He's got a fetish.
He's got a bit of a fetish.
He likes the big ladies.
He likes the big ladies.
He likes more meat to love.
He said, she's quite a large lady. It's hard to put your finger on it. It's just a certain
it's
desire.
It's very hard to put your finger anywhere. You lose your finger.
It just floats your boat. She's 177 kilos now. And she said that... she said, a lot of people think that you're just lazy and you sit at home, but that's not how you do it. We eat home-cooked meals. I just eat larger portions, and then at night we have sensual feeding sessions.
Sensual? What does that mean?
Widow just vomited in his mouth.
Oh, like a bird?
No, no, sensual feeding session. They feed each other. Well, no, I don't think they feed each other. I think Jeff feeds Rosie.
It doesn't regurgitate it into her mouth.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, whatever happens in their sensual feeding session.
It's none of our business.
It's none of our business, exactly. Yeah. Mm. But she's put on a stack of weight to be in this relationship. She reckons she feels confident and sexy. Mm. He's not big, by the way. No. He's not putting his health at risk. No. He's not, you know, limiting his lifespan or, you know, basically, you know, he's not doing any of that. She is.
Mm.
That's cray cray.
It's called codependence.
Codependence.
Come on, darling, get another man and just start exercising. And this guy's an idiot, obviously.
That's amazing.
Unless he gets fat too.
Well, no, see, he's the normal size one. She's just the big one.
I'm saying,
he's feeding her.
In an equal marriage, he should beef up as well.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We want to talk about something that you may be doing as you get older, right?
What?
There's a Dutch guy and he's 69 years old and he's going to court to take action to legally change his age to 49 because he's on Tinder and he reckons he's fit. He looks good. He wants better luck with women. Mm. If he puts 49 on Tinder, he's more likely to.
But also, 69's got all these connotations that he may not want to get involved with, you know, like 69.
I think the point is he does want to get involved with those things.
Well, he should stick with 69. That's a good age. That's a fun age.
Anyway.
I can't wait to be 69.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Once I get to 69, I'm not going to get any older.
Well, it's funny you should say that, right? Because I like the fact that this guy, he reckons you can change your gender, you can change, you know, all these things now.
Mm.
Why can't you change your age? And I think he's got a point, especially with the Tinder thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got a producer here at 2GO, George, who's come into the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
Nice to George. Have you in the studio, George.
Nice to be here.
Now, George.
I've seen George's subwoofer.
Have you?
He showed it to me.
Wow.
12-inch.
Wow. You guys have got the deep bass in common, haven't you?
Well, he's much deeper than mine.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about George's age because I found out that George has been lying about his age.
What?
George, tell
technically us. Technically not lying.
No, technically lying.
Not telling people the truth.
You're lying now.
You are lying now. How long have you been telling people you're an alternate age to what you actually are?
I haven't really told anyone how old I am. I just let you believe what you want to believe.
Oh.
No. And No. You were telling your friends you were turning 33 or 34, weren't you?
No. Well, leading up until my 30th. In inverted commas.
Yeah.
I was 25, 26, 26 again, 26 again.
No one cottoned on to this.
Yeah, and they were laughing because my real friends knew how old I was, but no one really knew how old I was.
You've got real friends after that?
My friends that I've grown up with.
The ones that really know how old you are, but everyone else thought you were younger.
Yes.
Because you look quite young. Now, Akmal, how old do you reckon George is?
Well, you know, taking into account all the substances he's abused.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, come on.
How old do you reckon George is?
I reckon he'd be 38, 39.
Wow, okay. He's not bad. Everyone else thought you were like 28.
No.
I thought you were maybe 30, 31, something like that.
Come on, it's the bald head and the big...
You're and the crow's feet.
How old are you?
39.
39.
I was close.
Well, you were very close.
Us baldies, no.
So are you still lying about your age? Are you on dating profiles?
Could be.
Okay, how old do you put your age on your dating profile?
I don't know, I don't check.
Oh!
How old are you
on Tinder? Go on.
I don't know.
This
is
funny enough as it is, and I've told you my age.
A public service announcement now. Ladies, if you are on Tinder and you see a bald Greek sus-looking guy
called George,
he's probably lying about his age.
Here we go. We've just
started. Wait. The bus is coming. No, it's gone. And I'm under it.
You're under it. Yes,
but ladies cannot resist the allure of a big subwoofer.
Yes.
Well, so that's what he's got in his advantage.
13, 27, 10 this morning. George, I don't think you're alone with this, mate. I think a lot of people do this. Do you lie about your age?
And look, it's a safe space. And yeah. And you know what? I'm probably going to have to put myself on some dating profiles at some stage in the future. So should I be lying about my age? Maybe I should.
I think it's all about how you feel. And look, this guy here wants to change his age to what? From 69 to 49. 40. And it's how old you feel, how old you act. That's the way I think. And age is a number. I know you say that when you're old, but it really is.
George,
it's just a number.
George, sometimes I feel like I'm 7. No, people would not believe
that. You act like you're 7. We were just talking about this Dutch dude who wants to change his age from 69 to 49. And we're talking about lying about your age.
If you can lie about your age, why can't you lie about your sort of ethnic background? Because I've always wanted to be Swedish. Wanted to be Swedish. It would be great if you can just go to a department, pay $30,
now I'm Swedish.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, Sven, formerly known as Akmal.
Okay, so it's Mandy and Sven for breakfast.
Mandy and Sven, hello. Hello, girls. You
Let's go
nice.
Have a sauna. I want to talk about somebody else lying about my age, just really quickly. Now, yes. Al, our producer's here in the studio. Now, the other day, Al came over with a friend to dinner at my house. We had dinner and a couple of wines.
More than a couple.
Anyway.
Great.
Al grabbed my phone and said, you're now single. You should be on Bumble, which is like Tinder. I wasn't happy about this.
Bumble for old people.
Okay, great. Thanks,
Tinder
mate.
For old people.
Tinder for
I said
old
that
people.
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so he's grabbed my phone and put a photo on Bumble. And what did you? What age?
The hottest photo, may I say? You should be on that dating.
I'm not ready to
read.
I'm not ready to do that yet.
Are you happy? I'm still broken hearted. Are you happy to reveal your actual age on the radio?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
I said you were 35.
Yeah, but I don't think I can get away with being 11 years younger than I actually am.
I disagree.
Do you think I look 35?
No, I think you look much older than that.
A way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hello. I must be going.
Now, guys, I think maybe you've forgotten something really important that's happening tonight. I'm not sure whether either of you have remembered, but your friend and mine is playing at the Hornsby RSL. I'm talking about John Williamson.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you got your tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to be there. I know you love him.
I got an on-stage pass.
Have you? You're going to join John Williamson on stage?
Me and Williamson are just going to
go
off. Is it a cockatoo? I'm going to do that with him here.
Are you going to do a duet?
Duet, exactly.
See, I would pay money to see that.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I think you're the only one in the country.
Man, don't miss out on John Williamson.
Well, look, if you're going to see John Williamson tonight at the Hornsby RSL, have a great time. And maybe give us a call on Monday.
Make sure you give us a call Monday. Yeah. We want to hear how the gig goes.
Tell us what happened. Tell us, was it funny or not?
Actually, if you go, just yell out Mandy and Akmal, say hi.
But also, ask him if he ever says, do you have any requests from the audience? Sometimes artists do that. Yes, maybe just say, I want to hear Humpin' My Bluey.
Humpin' My Bluey is one of his best hits.
Yeah.
We're not really sure what it's about.
We don't know. We don't want to ask, if honestly.
We have a few suspicions.
Yeah.
John Williamson. What a great Australian.
We'll be back Monday, 5:30. Have a happy, safe weekend.
Yes.
Brownie's up next. He's got more fun ones. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.